Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another episodic adventure on location on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the program Family Farmer, broadcaster. Love my time on the farm. I'm still an active farmer. It is not my vocation, it's my avocation, but I spend as much time doing my farm work as I do my radio work, so I feel like I have the chops, if you will, to spend time with you each week telling you stories about food, farm, and family. After we do the news, we're going to talk to Natalie Roy, who's executive director of something called AgriSafe. I think you'll find it pretty interesting. It's a farm safety and health week, so that certainly fits into what's going on. That's part of the news. Another item of interest that's important, story from Iowa this week about a ransomware attack on the Black Matter gang. The cooperative is by the what they call Black Matter group. The cooperative, which is a group of Iowa corn and soy farmers, they've taken their system offline, and it is that they've been able to create workarounds, if you will, to get their grains and distribute feed, that sort of thing. This new cooperative said that the attack was successfully contained and it had quickly notified law enforcement about what was going on. But under the circumstances, here it is, another example. Who thought that it would be something bothering the farm interests in our country? But hacking is a problem everywhere. The criminals demanded almost $6 million in ransom to decrypt whatever it was that locked up the files and scrambled everything. And at this point, I don't know whether they paid the money or not. I hope they didn't. But this is a Fort Dodge, Iowa cooperative, and they collect grain and feed and that sort of thing. It's a distribution for fertilizer and seed. They grow it and then they distribute it, but it's something that's pretty dark and pretty dangerous. Speaking of that, moving over to the Kansas State Fair, how many of you heard what went on there last week? This youngster at the state fair, Kansas State Fair, and there was, you know, the kids from school brought in various things. They had science projects, and so this youngster brings in a group of insects, and one of the judges looks at this kid's stuff, and he sees a spotted lanternfly. It's known, the phylum is Lycorma delicatata or something like that. Who knows? You never can pronounce these things. But it's a pretty dangerous invasive species that has wreaked a lot of havoc here in the east, but no infestations have made it that far west. And so I guess last year, the year before, one of these bugs was found in southeastern Indiana. But they don't move. So here this kid's got a 4-H project that he's doing at the Kansas State Fair. And officials are looking at it and thinking to themselves, first of all, how did this kid get this? Second of all, how do we protect ourselves from the population growing? Because what they do is like the locusts. They just come in and they eat everything. Very invasive. And so the U.S. Department of Agriculture got in on the act. The state's investigators came in to check it all out. The boy said that he found this dead lanternfly on his patio. And so he made it part of his exhibition, part of his part of the presentation. And so anyway, they don't fly very far, said the feds. So that's the question. How the heck did they get there? And you sure as heck don't want to have them as anything around your farm. Not at all. So I guess in a sense it's good the kid found it because he made officials aware of it and they can do something about it. The next item of interest in my overview of some of the farm news that's important to family farmers this week is a suggestion to change the way we spell pharmacy and to change the way that doctors prescribe medicine. I thought that was pretty interesting. This comes from a lady named Audrey Oliver, who is she focuses on medicine, natural foods and fruits, vegetables, that sort of thing. She's created the pharmacy movement, spelled pharmacy. Have you heard of this? Not pH, which is the drugs. This is a way to promote health, and it's just like, you know, somebody gives you a pill or a prescription. She eats the fresh, she's eating her way to health. She eats all the fresh fruits and vegetables. And so, you know, she said, what made me think about this is the flat tasting, we've all had these. You go buy store-bought tomatoes that you know, weren't grown locally, and they just don't, they taste like eating newspaper. She said, when we were children, the farmers in the country brought crops to town and sold it. I had access to fresh farm food. I know what freshness tastes like. I know what it's all about, what it takes to produce it. And so I've been conducting conversations this summer on social services, social media, et cetera, calling attention to how if you find the right food, it's just like a drug. Because all of the things, you know, I talk about a line of supplements called Standard Process, which is all food-based. And that's like a pharmacy. But I thought this deserves some of our attention as we found pandemic experiences made food much more of a focus. You take it into, you go to the grocery store and there's always plenty of food and we don't have to worry about, you know, getting enough for a dinner or breakfast or whatever. It just depends on what you want to, you know, what your nutrition needs are or what you want to set as policy for your family. But during the pandemic, The unmet structural food insecurity that has been there, I guess, all along, and we just didn't know it, came front and center. And one of the things that we realized is that the food either wasn't available, and then when we looked at it and we found what was available from local farmers, we ate all that stuff up, and how much better everything tasted. And then people started, the health group started looking into it. Hello, where have they been all of our lives? The advocates for the kind of food that keeps people healthy. The Physicians Foundation in Connecticut submitted a proposed metric that basically is handing, he advocates that doctors give prescriptions instead of for medicine, they give prescriptions for fruits and vegetables. This is not outlandish. I think handing somebody a prescription for free fruits and vegetables is fabulous. This would be written, the prescription, according to his idea, you'd get it at a farmer's market, let's say, or at the farm, or from your doctor, and then you go out and you get the prescription filled on the farm. It directly connects you to the sources of food that we need to stay healthy and changes your consumption patterns. I thought it was a stroke of genius, frankly. So I wanted to have you know that there's a movement afoot. I intend when I go to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I think it's next month, it's in November, this will be something I'm going to focus on. Pharmacies, spelled pharmacie. Certainly an idea whose time has come. This is the American Family Farmers. I promised in a couple of minutes we're going to talk about National Farm Safety Week. Also, don't forget about our podcast. The AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is where you find the podcast. The most recent one begins with a discussion of the death tax and how it's being challenged by both Democrats and Republicans. Very important so you know where your family is going to, where you're going to be or your family's going to be when farming infrastructure falls apart because the main owner of the land dies. So we discussed that. Then I had a conversation with a lady who runs the Central Grazing Company, which has been around for 5 or 6 years. Fascinating lady with great ideas about organic farming and how, again, on your farm, you could take these ideas and make them work. That's the idea, for us to present to you ideas that will connect you to the sources of buyers and also to ways of succeeding. Then I talked about a new children's book, Barn at Night. You can get that at Amazon or wherever books are sold. And the American Family Farmer podcast, available free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploff.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Joining us now on the American Family Farmer is Natalie Roy, who's the executive director of AgriSafe. And as I pointed out earlier in the program, this is National Farm Safety and Health Week. So obviously our first question is about AgriSafe itself, Natalie, and what it does and how it plays into this week.
Thanks so much for asking that great question. So AgriSafe, if you're not familiar with us, we are a national nonprofit. We were formed about 20 years ago from nurses in Iowa who were trained in the field of agricultural health, and they decided that farmers needed better access to health professionals who understood agriculture. So they came together and they developed a public health organization that today is very strong in delivering good health information so farmers can stay safe.
Very important thing to do. I don't know if you heard me talking about the idea for pharmacies, spelled with an F instead of a PH. Did you hear me talking about how there's a move afoot among some farmers and farmers' markets and doctors to have doctors prescribe, that is literally prescribe, fruits and vegetables to get over maladies and send people to farms or farmers' markets where they specialize in whatever the fruit or the vegetable or the product is that will make you better? I think that's something that would play into what you do as well in part, don't you think?
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. In fact, just yesterday during our National Farm Safety Week events that we had a great training on a program called Food in the Field. Even those who work in agriculture oftentimes are not accessing good, healthy food, even though they grow that food. So I think it's an excellent idea.
Yep, it is. Thank you. And I'm not patting myself on the back when I say it is, because I didn't come up with the idea. I'm just promoting it because I think it's a fabulous idea for all of us connected to food and the farm and family to think about. Doug Steffen here with Natalie Roy from AgriSafe will really dig into what they're doing for National Farm Safety Week and why that's important to you right after these words.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows.
Moving back into our focus on farm safety, National Farm Safety Week. The folks from AgriSafe, represented by their executive director. You've been at this how long? What's your background? Are you a farm kid, Natalie?
Actually, I am. I actually grew up in Canterbury, New Hampshire, on a 200-acre hobby farm. It didn't feel like a hobby farm because it felt like that's what we did all the time.
Yeah.
And then I went after college and got my master's degree in public health and helped start AgriSafe about 20 years ago. So I feel fortunate to do this work every day because farmers and ranchers work hard to help produce food and fiber and such, and they need groups to look out for their occupational health care and advocate for them.
Well, there's a certain thing. I guess I'm thinking about this in terms of my own experiences. We all bring our own experiences. I have a collection of old farmalls, farmall M's. Hopefully you know, most of the people listening hopefully know what a farmall M is. And you do too. The old tricycle tractors made by International Harvester after World War II and through, well, they actually made them through 54, 55, but they were the mainstay, pretty much the largest tractor around for conventional farming from the 40s through the 50s into the 60s. And that was the main tractor used on my home farm. By the way, if you want to go anytime, I always advise people or I encourage them or invite them to see what my farm is all about. The website is Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. So I was moving one of those tractors from the farm down the road to my house, and I didn't have any brakes. And I encountered a situation where I had to avoid a problem by just dodging it and getting off the road. And I was just, I didn't think much about the brakes because this tractor was just for a really display, if you will. And I drove into the field and I was probably doing 15, 16 miles an hour. Couldn't stop the tractor really. And I bounced as I went over a bump and almost fell off the tractor. And it made me think about all of the times when I was a youngster. These are high tricycle tractors, what I call them platform tractors. And, you know, if you don't, there's no real cage around you. There's no real protection. The seat, the steering wheel, and that's it. So
that's right.
I mean, it is the way it was, and but there over the years, and I'm sure this is probably part of your focus, a lot of farming is dangerous. There are a lot of things. You know, I have a fellow that was a friend. He was actually a baseball player, Boston Red Sox. at a farm in Northborough, which is a town near me. And he was working on a piece of equipment that had a power takeoff shaft, and he left the power takeoff running, and he had on a loose-fitting jacket, and the jacket got tied up on the PTO shaft and ripped his body. He was, just tore him apart. And you hear stories like that from, and I guess that's probably part of what you're focused on, isn't it, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, the type of injuries you talk about are just so severe, you know, with the PTOs and those older tractors. And certainly, you know, New England, I remember well living in New Hampshire, you know, we have those rolling hills. So when you're trying to bale hay on a rolling hill, you've got the older tractor, that risk is there for you. Unfortunately, a lot of the older farmers are the ones that are stuck driving the older tractors, and they might not be the best suited for that. We certainly are concerned about tractor safety. We've got programming on that, but your extension folks are doing a great job on safety education as well.
Well, I think we talk about how this gets to be impactful and positive and not overwhelming to the farmer and to, you know, we all know how difficult it is to farm and make a living out of it these days, especially here in New England where you and I come from. And so we want as little interference with what we're doing, but we also want to be educated and to think about just being aware of some of these things is enough to get people, okay, I'm going to be careful when I do this, that, or the other thing. So let's talk more about that and some of the specifics going on this week. National Farm Safety Week, we're celebrating it here on the American Family Farmer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The immigrant situation at the bridge in Del Rio, Texas is now finished. Some of the people were sent back to Haiti or they voluntarily decided to go back to Mexico. But thousands are still being processed. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas
will have their cases heard by an immigration judge.
Almost a year after Joe Biden was elected president, the Republican-led ballot review in Arizona's Maricopa County has been made public. They found no fraud, but they did find more votes for Joe Biden. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is a Democrat that's running for governor.
This has caused a lot of harm to our state, a lot of harm to people's confidence in the election processes that have integrity in our state.
The process was also criticized for a lack of transparency. This is USA Radio News. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is backing the recommendation from a CDC panel for booster shots for those over 65 and people younger with underlying conditions. But she broke with the group when she declined to support boosters for those with high-risk jobs.
Many of our frontline workers, essential workers, and those in congregate settings come from communities that have already been hardest hit. Withholding access for boosters from these people and communities would only worsen the inequities that I have committed to fight against.
The boosters are for people who received the Pfizer vaccine. The House passed legislation that would ensure nationwide access to abortion following the Supreme Court's decision allowing Texas to ban abortions. The Women's Health Protection Act challenges the Texas law that bans abortion past 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill narrowly passed the House. It now heads to the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And the spring that turned from green to that harvest honey.
Doug Steffen back on the second half of our American Family Farmer program for this week. Natalie Roy is the executive director and has been since 2003 of the American AgriSafe operation. And so the business is well respected. Are you well received, though, when you go? I know you've advocated for a lot of things that some farmers don't think are necessary. So how do you get the practical experience? Do you go to farms? You see what's going on? You try to educate farmers as to, you know, why do it this way instead of that way? Is that part of what you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you're right. I mean, farmers are out there working hard, and they don't necessarily, you know, they don't want to get preached to about how to stay safe and protect their family. I mean, they've been doing this work for many, many generations. And so we really take the approach that homegrown is best. That's why we have nurses that we train throughout the country that oftentimes are also farmers. And they're public health nurses that will go out and deliver training face-to-face. Certainly before COVID, that was a lot easier to do. But the reason why we're well-received among those who work in ag is because we don't push political agendas. We are a public health organization. So, for example, if there's flooding that happens on farms, you know, we're going to be the first to provide education on, okay, what does that look like for cleanup with the mold, with a wellhead that might have gotten contaminated because floodwaters went over that. So we aren't in the business of telling farmers, you know, should they go organic, confinement, yes or no. Those are all policy decisions that that farm needs to make. We get into, okay, what are you doing in your operation and how can you stay safe? You know, even down to, like, what respirator to use for what exposure. You know, even if you farm organic, which is awesome, you still have to use personal protective equipment. And so it's very hard to navigate that information on your own, which is why we provide information directly to the farmer and rancher as well to the health professional. Doctors and nurses in rural America need to do a better job of caring for farmers. They need to understand, for example, not to tell a dairy farmer to take a 2-week vacation if they're struggling with mental health, right? Dairy farmers can't do that.
Not easy to do that.
You have to have other options.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. So what are the options now that you bring it up? If you're a dairy farmer and you're 7 days a week, morning, noon, and night, and you have a problem, there are a lot of dairy farmers who have been screwed over by big ag and big government. that is certainly against the small, even medium-sized dairy operator, and there have been a lot of dairy guys that have committed suicide this past year or two. So this is something directly, this is what you're confronting, I believe, with this program, right? Right squarely confronting it.
Exactly. I mean, so when you look at our different program that we have, when you visit our website, AgriSafe, you know, as a nonprofit, our job is to educate and to advance our mission, which is improving the health of the farmer and rancher. But we can't do it alone. And when it comes to the mental health, that's been important to us since day one. And we call our program Total Farmer Health. That means that if you're a farmer and you're going to be well, you have to be well. We all need to be well in our body and in our mind, whether you're a farmer or you do other work. And so the workplace can create a lot of stress, outside sources, looking at generational issues in terms of succession farming. I heard you mention about that earlier. And so, you know, you think about all the different things that a farmer may have to think about throughout the day, you know, and we realize that it's not ideal to say, okay, well, find a mental health professional at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go get care for yourself. So we have to be really innovative and think about, well, where are those options for care? Because sometimes our stress, if we're farming and ranching and things are getting intense, goes beyond something that we can cope with. Sometimes our stressors require that we seek out help. And that's really something that's important to us at AgriSafe. And we've got a lot of exciting initiatives that we're rolling out. By the first of the year here in January, we'll have a hotline for farmers, a crisis response hotline, staffed by seasoned mental health professionals who understand agriculture. Those are the type of things that we're working on. But like I said, you can't tell a dairy farmer, okay, well, you know, you've been working too much, just take a couple weeks off, kind of regroup. Yeah. That's not practical, right? So if you're a professional, whether you're their primary care doctor caring for that dairy farmer or you're the mental health professional, you need to understand what options are available. And maybe it's getting that dairy farmer more help. Maybe it's providing teletherapy services to them, you know, off hours, not during their peak milking hours. So we have to be creative by communities, and what AgriSafe does is we give that background information to help local communities respond to those needs of farmers, because they're doing their job and we need to do our job at a higher level.
The website, again, is agrisafe.org, where you can get access to these learning opportunities, the projects that are currently being run, and the ones, as just suggested by Natalie, that will start the first of the year. Very important stuff, because there is an onslaught, and you know, the government speaks as usual out of both sides of its mouth. It hasn't done a lot, certainly under the last administration, with the guy who was the secretary, and Vilsack is not anybody who impresses me much either. He's pretty much on the hook with the big guys. And so, you know, it goes on and on and on. And maybe there are two approaches that you have because of the recognition that we have a lot of family farms, many more of them, that are really the backbone of agriculture in America, even though the four big companies want you to believe that they're the backbone. But you still have the individual farmer to take care of, if that's the correct categorization. And then you have the farmer who's working on a huge farm that, you know, has perhaps some benefits, and the farm operators are taking care of them to a certain extent. But there's a big to-do now, as a matter of fact, about heat on the farm. This week you probably saw that. There's a focus on the heat stress, never mind mental stress, but heat stress that we've had to deal with this summer and past summers because it's been so damn hot and humid. So what gets done in that area from your perspective?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. And I live in Louisiana. I've been here for about 15 years, and we know heat really well in the South.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You know, and when we had the Hurricane Ida come through, unfortunately, there's lots of devastation, and there still is. And you're thinking about the first thing that here at AgriSafe we think about when we think about a natural disaster is, okay, when a home floods, it's pretty serious. And when a farm floods, what does that mean? And it raises, you have a lot more work to do in recovery in a farm, right? Because you have more buildings, you have animals to take care of. So your risk of heat stroke or heat illness is very high. You know, especially if that natural disaster is happening in the South, or even looking at wildfires. And so we know that, you know, we can do a better job educating of signs of heat stress. And, that's why we have programming geared towards that.
Each of our program, when you think about it, you know, they are available on demand, so people can view at their own time. And we're moving to some podcast options too, because, you know, realistically, we know that a farmer or rancher can't take off in the middle of the day and get in front of a computer necessarily and watch an AgriSafe webinar. But, you know, when you talk about the family farm and what government agencies are doing and such, AgriSafe was developed to serve the health and safety needs of that smaller farm that doesn't have the ability to have an in-house, you know, 24/7 health and safety specialist. It's just not realistic.
No.
And so they have to learn all this on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, families do. A lot of kids that are staying on the farm are learning or paying more attention to this as they are to technology. Let's continue in a matter of moments here. Natalie Roy, Executive Director of AgriSafe, talking about National Farm Safety and Health Week. The focus, though, on this sort of thing every day on the farm. How do you take care of yourself? How do you bring young people in? I have a couple of teenagers that work for me on the farm. And they were not aware of much of anything. They just knew that when they were exposed to the animals, for example, I run a dairy replacement business and a hay business, and we brought a lot of animals in. And this youngster that I'm speaking about has learned, sometimes the hard way, but learning to do things intelligently, which is what we're all hoping for. You know, we don't want to reinvent the world or make your life difficult. Want to make it easier. That certainly seems to be what AgriSafe is all about. So let's check out the website, agrisafe.org, for a much more complete ability to understand what they have. A few more minutes, though, we do have with Natalie Roy as we continue here. A reminder about, speaking of the farm life and how you take care of yourself, there's nothing more important than a good night's rest. For you, I mean, that's true for everybody, but most very important for somebody on the farm that is, especially if you're a dairy person, morning, noon, and night, 7 days a week. So when you come in after it gets dark, because that's what happens to those of us who work from dawn to dark, and then we have dinner and we go to bed. So when you get into bed, is the pillow comfortable? Are the sheets comfortable? Is the mattress comfortable? Is everything around you the way you want it to be to actually really relax, sort of soak yourself into the bed and become one with the bed? That's what you get when all the pillows, with all the products from MyPillow.com, mattresses, mattress toppers, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all the things that are there at great discount now. If you're unsatisfied with what you've got, then go to MyPillow.com, check out the product catalog, see all of the things that I just enumerated, and many more as well. Right now, you can get, for example, 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price, free shipping as well. Use the promo code DJV for the discounts, 30 to 65% at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Again, the catalog is for everyone to peruse at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the My Slippers new page. Get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV. MyPillow.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Back with Natalie Roy for a few more moments here. Some of the highlights of the week, we were talking about farmer health, we were talking about safety on the farm, that sort of thing. One of the big bugaboos for me is the exposure that farmers have to chemicals, fertilizer. I have opted not to do that. I don't use fertilizer, chemical fertilizer anyway. I create my own. I've got a big compost sort of facility, and that's what I use as much as I can. That's not what everybody can do, but I think, you know, there's so much problem when you're doing nitrogen, there's the ammonia, and what happens if farmers are exposed to that. So what do you do to help people along in this department, Natalie?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, we understand that there's chemicals used in agriculture, and, you know, as I mentioned earlier, our organization doesn't focus on policy of whether or not we should go organic or use pesticides,
right?
Because there's groups that are researching that and really trying to understand those risks. What we're trying to focus on is if you are applying pesticides or working with such things as anhydrous ammonia, how can you do it safely? What are the protocols for proper safety procedures and making sure people understand that? For example, this Thursday, we have a really important training on anhydrous ammonia safety. If you look at our training lineup, it's not just AgriSafe offering these trainings. We bring in experts from around the country. We have to, because there's so much diversity in agriculture. So we have to find the people who really understand these risks. So I would definitely make sure at a minimum, if you're using chemicals, you've got to wear that personal protective equipment.
You've really got an interesting, the staff is all women, and that's good because people, I think, find there's more authority in women when it comes to these sorts of things. It's not a sexist comment, it's just reality. So congratulations to you, what you and your staff have put together. And again, I advise people, this is a perfect time for you to settle in. It's getting dark a little earlier, so you can go on to your computer, go to agrasafe.org and take a look at the things that they've highlighted this week and that are available year in and year out to help the family farmer. Natalie, thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Dent constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
all those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen here with a reminder of our podcast and what goes on. Every week we have a different focus on a different person who's made it in farming the small way, the intricacies of family farming, how to take care of yourself. I think this week's exercise here, which you'll hear podcast available at American Family Farmer Show, in a matter of days, the idea of having safety on the farm and the things that they've done this week. My commentary in part has to do with the things that are necessary versus the things that are superfluous. I think a lot of the things that have come up this week and a lot of the things that are part of what you can navigate and learn about at AgriSafe. This is not an ad for them, but I'm looking over the staff, very well-trained people, all ages represented, management styles, stakeholders here are you. You're the people who, and there are a lot of people who have, you know, sponsored this sort of thing. I was going to actually ask her and I didn't get to it, Natalie, how they have been able to fund all these projects. I'm guessing there's probably a lot of help from some of the big ag companies, and that's not a bad thing. I'm not necessarily against big ag as long as it isn't at the expense of small ag. I think there's room for both, but the greed of these corporate entities that want to put everybody out of business like me, who's a relatively small dairy farmer. I think at the height I was milking 130 cows, and that wasn't enough to sustain the farm, even though I was selling raw milk at $12 a gallon and cheeses and all kinds of other things that came from my farm. It just wasn't enough in my area. The land is so valuable, and people just don't really get it. It took COVID. And that's another thing I wanted to talk with her about. You can get the info, by the way, in helping your staff not get COVID or not get into a situation where you are exposed to COVID and come down. Imagine if a guy running a dairy farm has no help and he's trying to milk 100 cows in the morning and at night and he gets COVID. Good God. So they have ways of helping you through their health and safety professionals that are available at no cost to you. That's what I like most about this. AgriSafe doesn't cost you anything. It is, and there's so many different projects here. The women, and I'm making this comment because I said it to her as she was leaving. Natalie was leaving. Looking at the staff here, we're really accomplished women who are doing, who are running the organization. I see the executive person here who is a manager and connects with all the people that are helping to make this thing work. But there are nurses, there are people who have masters in mental health and your physical wealth and health and well-being. Well, yeah, that comes around to wealth as well. But just a lot of people who focus on, there's a woman who just focuses on respiratory health and pesticide safety. That's all she does. And then there are those, I certainly have a little bit of a problem with hearing. I bet many of you do too. You wear those things that, like headsets. I wear headsets on my radio work 4 or 5 hours a day. And I've been listening to people and sounds with headsets on my head for 55, 56, 57 years. So that's bound to have affected some of my hearing. I don't feel like I have hearing loss, but I have tinnitus or tinnitus, some people call it. I know a lot of guys on tractors that have, I don't wear a protective hearing device on a tractor. I never have because I don't believe, under the circumstances, and many of us who have done this all their lives know what I'm talking about, there's a music to the machinery. The music, the noise, the way the equipment operates, we do know when it's running right, you can hear it and feel it, and when it's not running right, you know, and you stop before you break something. Well, if you're wearing those headsets, I don't know how you do that. Because whether it's, in my case, it's a mowing machine, or it's a rake, or it's a baler, or a tedder, or something like that. And I want to hear the rhythm of the equipment, and you can't do that with a headset on. Yet a lot of these people tell you, you'll have to wear a headset. And a lot of people do, but then become oblivious to what's going on with their equipment. So, anyway, I think the point here, and the thing I wanted you to understand from my point of view, completely as a commentary, that this is a valuable organization, can help out a lot, and we all need as much help as we can possibly muster up. So check it out again. It's agrisafe.org. See what they can do to help you out. That's how I feel about the presentation. Make sure you acknowledge and think about your health and safety every week, even though this week is National Farm Safety Week. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. It's our
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.